Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, you've heard about love and giving sight to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine. She must be a little bad.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back to late grade SRV. 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Bo Henderson is here. Bo is a member of our Brain Trust, CEO of the Rich Life Advisors, author of The Rich Life. That's his book, 10 Investments for True Wealth. Also, Customized Social Security, 15 Steps to Social Security Success. That's all products of Bo Henderson. Bo, thanks again for being here. You're talking about a retirement plan with now with the understanding that we can be susceptible to the victims of a global pandemic. I mean, we've just come through something that no living person would know. I mean, I say no living person. There may be some 102 or 3-year-old people out there, but they were babies when the Spanish influenza happened. I mean, nobody has any memory of what we're going through right now. It's a biblical, almost a biblical story, but in the middle of all that, people are retiring and it got pretty scary a while back when their 401ks went to the bottom, didn't, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, we had just a matter of a few days, accounts dropping 30%. We're getting calls, people coming in saying, hey, what do I do? Can I come in and meet? And we realized how fast that can change. And a lot of time, again, it's getting caught off guard.
But I had somebody call me, and I'm not an advisor, but they thought I might know. And they asked me, you know, man, I'm thinking about selling. And I said, well, let me put it this way. See if you can understand this. Listen real close. That's the stupidest thing you could do. Did I give him good advice?
Well, you did for the most likely. That's good advice. It's like anything else. It depends on the scenario.
They didn't have to sell.
You don't want to sell.
They didn't have to sell. They were panicking.
Yeah, right. And that's a good tenet of how you want to have your retirement planning position. You want to position things proactively before something happens. Mm-hmm. To not put yourself in the position to ever have to take your money at a loss.
Well, see, one of the things I'd like to stick in there, Bo, and I may have told you this the last time you were here. I don't think you should have all your eggs in Wall Street. I think you should have some other stuff. I mean, not just cash either. I think you need to find some way to have some real estate in your mix. What do you think? In your plan.
Yeah, I think the more you can diversify, the more robust your plan is, meaning, hey, the market's tanked. Maybe right now we could pull some income stream for 6 months to survive this from some real estate or even real estate equity that's not at least losing value while I need to survive and draw that income. So I agree. I think the more diversified you could be amongst what you would think of the market, bonds, even some insurance companies, real estate. We even get into gold and silver and other things like that. How do we have different things that react in different markets? Mm-hmm. Because we want to have enough options that I can pull from somewhere that's going to hold up better so that I'm not having to pull my money or my paycheck out of something that might be down 30 or 40%.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Now, exactly right. And that you can hang, even if you had to cut back and, you know, drink jug wine instead of $40 bottle of wine, you know, you could at least make it without having to take some desperate action. Isn't that the main thing you want? Is just not to live in retirement without ever having to get desperate. Isn't that the good? I mean, wouldn't that be a good baseline to say?
That's it. It's to be able to live without having to reduce the lifestyle that probably, you know, most people are wanting to transition into kind of a similar lifestyle that they have before. Now, it doesn't mean they need the same amount of income necessarily, but you're right. And if I can have my bills covered and I'm not stressing about paying my bills in retirement, that's at least a starting point where we want to be. Then we start working on some lifestyle goals above that.
Right.
But we're talking about what we're going through now. You're right. Sometimes, hey, if we have to survive 3, 4, 5 months to get to the other side of this, we want the ability to do that.
Right. Do you – what are some other things that you think need to be in the plan? Especially – let's especially talk about getting young people started, because I want to talk about the people who are closer to retiring in the next segment. But what about young people? Can I throw one thing out? If you're – as whatever age you are, I think one of the things you need to buy and take care of yourself is buy enough permanent life insurance as you can afford right now. It's never — the premium will never be lower, and you can set it up so that by the time you retire, it'll be paid up for the rest of your life. What do you think about that advice?
Yeah, I believe in insurance. I think it's one tool that can give us extreme leverage.
That's just one of the pieces of your plan, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the insurance, you're right, for this younger people, we can lock it in and pay for it, and it can accumulate cash value, a permanent policy, so that it's paying for itself, it's paid up. And it's unlike term insurance, which what happens is, it's over 90% of term insurance never pays out, because the insurance companies are very smart at knowing when people are supposed to die. So that permanent protects you and your family there. So I think that's one piece.
It's one of the most versatile tools you can have, and it's the kind of thing I think that a young person can do on their own, and it kind of makes sense to them. You know what I mean? And it's stable. Just get used to making a payment like you make a mortgage and get it behind you. Hold on to that thought. We'll come back. I want to get Bo to talk to us about some of the folks who are thinking about retiring right now, and are they being — is there a bigger number because of the pandemic this year and next year? After the break, Bo Henderson is here. His book is called The Rich Life: 10 Investments for True Wealth.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.